call Jerem for a free quote. That's Justice Painting, 620-757-2343.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday morning. It is 844, 67 degrees. Pleased to be joined by Lyon County History Center Executive Director, Mr. Greg Jordan. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this fine day?
Doing good. And how might you be?
I'm doing well.
Glad to hear it.
Good deal.
So it was a pleasure to have Greg in and keep us updated on the many activities that are happening in and around the Lyon County History Center. And Hispanic Heritage Month begins today, I guess, Greg?
It begins today. It runs September 15th to October 15th. And so we are celebrating that as we do every year. And so if you would like to come by and check out some of our Hispanic heritage items here at the Lyon County History Center, that would be great. Or you could go by St. Catherine's Church or Las Casitas Park. And Las Casitas Park is where the first Mexican immigrants lived while they were working on the railroad. And so Las Casitas means little houses. And so the Santa Fe had provided them little houses down there, hence the name. And so, yeah, so September 15th the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month. The Hispanic population has always been a part and parcel of Emporia and Lyon County, and we like to celebrate that here at the History Center.
Little houses.
Little houses.
Yeah, a little history there provided by Mr. Jordan. That's his specialty. That's why he is here. That's why he does
right.
What he does.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Well, let's see. You know, last month you had a couple of events that you had to curtail. Where are we at? What has been postponed, and what's the setup for the remainder of this month?
So the quilt show, which we had factored in for September, that has been rescheduled or will be rescheduled for a later date, probably next spring. Also, the Santa Fe Trail program, this being the 200th anniversary of the Santa Fe Trail, and we were going to have programming and a bus tour. So because of the increase in COVID cases and some other unforeseen circumstances, we have planned we're going to reschedule that as well. So we're sorry for that, but that's a life we're living right at the moment. So we do anticipate doing both those things, the quilt show and the Santa Fe Trail programs, at some date in the future.
So did you have a route set for that bus tour, Greg?
We did have a route set for that bus tour. That's something that Lisa does. It does an excellent job, but we will, again, be revisiting that probably sometime next spring.
As far as adjustments are concerned here, Greg, a couple of weeks ago you mentioned here about, as far as the Howe House is concerned, the tours were suspended, but other activities can still continue, as had been really the case all summer.
That is correct, Chuck. We still have the walking trail down there, so the Prairie Patch. So people are encouraged to go down and walk that 1 mile trail. You can get on in two different ways. Right behind the house to the south, there's an opening to the trail, or back the other way over by the zoo, there's a trail coming in from the south side, a trail entrance coming in from the south side. So, yeah, while the house may be closed for tours, the property is still open for tours, as it were. So you go out and check out the wildflowers and the native grass and get a little exercise in.
All right. So, yeah, look for the pink flags out there.
Look for the pink flags, exactly.
All right. What about the vintage baseball team, Greg? Haven't been hearing much about that.
Well, so vintage baseball is a thing that we have been doing now for, gosh, maybe 10 years. And we had big plans for this year with having several games scheduled. Well, again, because of COVID, we had to cancel a lot of those games. But we would like to have a public game on Saturday, October 16th. We would like the public to come down, maybe create a team to play either our William Mountain White Sox or our Howe House hitters. And so come down on October 16th, or if you'd like more information, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Emporia Vintage Baseball, and check out what we're doing with that. And so, yeah, vintage baseball is a lot of fun, and it's even fun for old guys. And so it's a good time, and so October 16th, is the plan for that.
And more information to follow in next month's Storyteller Connection?
Exactly. Storyteller is our newsletter, and so there'll be more information in that.
All right. Good deal. And earlier this hour, Greg, we had American Legion Writers Director Clay Childs on talking about the welcome home for Marine Corps Private Glenn White killed in World War II, and it's going to be quite the ceremony and quite the procession getting Private Glenn White here from Kansas City beginning on Friday. And I know that Greg has quite a lot of history about PSC White, and why don't we go back to 1943, Greg?
Well, in 1943, of course, World War II was happening, and World War II in the Pacific, specific to PSC White. And so the Battle of Tarawa on November 23rd, 1943, was being raged at Baitchio Island, which is on the Tarawa Atoll in the Gilbert Islands. And PFC White was killed during that action and was buried in a mass grave at the time of his death. And the military did have record of where this was, but then those records were lost. And so for years, the family, of course, had no idea exactly where their loved one was. So in the spring of 2019, people were searching Tarawa, looking for the remains, this mass grave, and they found them. And so they sent all the remains to the to Hawaii to do a DNA analysis, and they finally found PFC White and his remains. And so they are officially going to be repatriated back to here in Emporia. There's going to be they're going to be flying him from California to KCI. There's going to be a family specific homecoming, and then he will be escorted from there back to here to Emporia. So with a Marine Corps escort and the Patriot Guard will bring a PFC White back home. So they'll be driving down I-35, get off the 6th Street exit, and then drive down 6th Street until they get to State Street at the Robert Blue Barnett funeral home. And so this is all taking place on Friday. And then on Saturday, he will be taken from there, another procession, 6th to Prairie to the cemetery. And he will be interned at his family plot. And so this is a very, very solemn and prestigious event for Emporia to return home one of our heroes. And so the Lyon County History Center will be very much involved in this. We will be recording the event for posterity along with others. And so we look forward to our private first class, Glenn White, coming home. And so a big event for Friday and Saturday, and we hope the public can participate as much as they can.
Yeah, the public is invited to be a part of all the ceremonies, and that's quite a procession, long procession, from KCI all the way to Emporia on Friday in Private Class White returning home after nearly 78 years. That is a wonderful story, and what history, and again, a hero coming home to be put to rest, and again, activities, they'll be coming in Friday afternoon, and then the interment out at the Memorial Lawn Cemetery on Saturday. Good information there, Greg. And what else? You got some other projects in the works?
We do. We always have projects here on the horizon down here at the Lyon County History Center. We are working on a mobile app with a third party to create driving tours for here in Emporia and in Lyon County. And then we're also creating educational tours for county cemeteries. And so lots of information in the cemeteries, and there's several of them in Lyon County. So we're going to create a tour for that, and then just more things as things occur to us. We try to develop as much history-related programming as we can. History is far more interesting and far more fun than it typically is taught in schools, and so we try to make history fun and entertaining and educational?
That was going to be a good question for later, but I'll ask it now. Is have people been ruined by history education in the past?
Ruined is not the right word necessarily. It's a strong word, but maybe. It's been turned off by, certainly.
True, definitely.
You know, history is it can be dull. I mean, if you're just talking names and dates, but when you get into the story of why or how or what happened as a result, it changes things completely. And again, we try to present history in a fun way with giving you all the facts, all the information, so you can make your own determination of how important that particular piece of history is.
Well, you've done all that in a matter of 4 minutes, 5 minutes here this morning, Greg. All wrapped up in a nice little bow.
Well, as my mom would say, I'm a fast talker.
You got a lot to get to, though.
All right.
Yeah.
So what are the hours at the beautiful Lyon County History Center at 7-11 Commercial?
Right here in beautiful downtown Emporia. We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we look forward to all of you coming by and checking us out.
Greg, thanks.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. 855, 67 degrees. Good morning.
Want to earn a retention bonus of $1,200? Then stop by the Hostess Brands Job Fair.